Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. It is the Lucy Ann Lance Show. And we live stream at 1290WLBY.com. The second annual Leaders Must Lead Seminar and Client Showcase with special guest speaker and author and ultra athlete coming up. We're going to find out more about that, where you can learn strategies to help solidify your skills and strategize for life and being able to be that leader that you want to be. The man behind all of this is Dan McPherson. He's an international speaker and CEO of Leaders Must Lead. And since we last talked with you, you have been doing some traveling, some international traveling.
I have. I was very fortunate earlier this year to travel through Asia with a group called Freedom Summit Global and spread a wonderful message around the world, helping to empower digital nomads and creatives and entrepreneurs to find freedom in their lives. And thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. On our Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report, your topic on that tour was dreams are, in capital letters, real. What were you talking about?
Always in capital letters, because they truly are. I was talking about the idea of how we find freedom of mindset, how we let go of some of the challenges that we may encounter in life, some of the perceptions that we have, to shift our lens to see things a little bit differently and find freedom.
What's the key to doing that? Give us one little area that someone can take away today in their own life.
Sure. One area that we spoke about pretty extensively is the idea of these voices in our head that shout us down, that so many people have, that we listen to that voice that initially sounds so rational, that says, other people do this, they do it better, you shouldn't do it, you have other things, you don't have enough time. And that is something that most people struggle with. What I learned a number of years ago is that if we name that voice, and I literally have named mine Harold, that that we can shout it down without attacking ourselves. So I can. So if I'm being sort of attacked by those voices, I can say, "Shut up, Harold," and that's a lot different than yelling at myself, and far more effective. In fact, on the trip, I used a stuffed animal as an example that looked really nice and cute and adorable until you squeeze its head and then it looks totally scary. and it's amazing how many people went and got one of those stuffed animals and realized that, yes, that voice is a liar and we can step past it.
And giving it an identity that's separate from you gives you a chance to knock it down.
That's right.
Interesting concept.
And is giving it kind of, with apologies to all the heralds that may be listening, is giving that voice kind of a geeky name good? I would think you don't want to give it a manly name like Lance or something. Give it a name like Harold or Orville or Wilbur. Yeah.
Although old-fashioned names are coming back.
Well, that's true.
Well, and congratulations to all the extra manly Lances we now have.
Yes.
But I find that giving it a name that is a little bit unusual or a little bit more rare helps, because it sticks in our head a little differently. Mm-hmm. That said, for apologies to everyone with this name, my wife has chosen Karen for her. So so it's not always unusual, but I find that more helpful because it's sticks and mm-hmm. it changes the vibration in your mind a little bit to attach to it and smile a little bit even as you say it, of you're ridiculous, Harold.
My wife has chosen Dean.
For some people, though, it's not that voice in their head isn't necessarily telling them things they can't do. It's the lack of motivation to mm-hmm. do something that can be a big stumbling block. What do you do about that?
So for that, one of the most popular lessons that I share early with my one-on-one clients and also in a lot of talks is this idea of finding your North Star. We find that most people struggle with one of two challenges when they're deciding what to do in their lives or which actions to take. They either struggle with being unmotivated because they're wandering, or they struggle with, I've found all these things that I'm passionate about. How do I decide between them? And that's working from the ground up. The better way to approach that is to find your North Star, figure out not just just the galaxy, but the actual star that you're aiming at, what you want to be known for, what you want to accomplish in the world, what truly motivates you. And then you can ask only two questions to decide what should you do next and motivate you, and which are simple. And then motivation becomes unnecessary because it is what you were meant to do.
Mm. And finding what you are meant to do sometimes takes a while, especially for young people, doesn't it?
It certainly can. And I also would say that it can change over time, and that's okay. It's what resonates with my soul right now? What am I truly aiming at or want to be known for now? They tend to go in multi-year blocks, but it can change sooner. For young people that I work with, and I have clients that are as young as teenagers, that I find that it can take a month or two to really pin it down, and it tends to involve asking the question why to the point of frustration. Mm-hmm. I like to say we ask why until there is no more why. And then once we pin that point down, their decision process becomes so much easier. They can use this decision filter and know where to move forward very easily.
Dan McPherson, CEO and founder of Leaders Must Lead. His website is leadersmustlead.com, and it's going through a transition this week.
Yes, we have some really exciting things going on right now. The first is my long-awaited new website. Shout out to Cade Advertising for putting that together for me. Launches in the next couple of days.
Of course, Chuck Colby with Cade Advertising.
That's local. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, Chuck's a dear friend, and they've done a phenomenal job with the website, leadersmustlead.com. It will be live. It is currently live, but the new version will be live in the next 2 days. So very, mm-hmm. very soon. We're excited for that.
All right. People can check that out. Leadersmustlead.com. A lot of free content on there that dovetails on what you've been talking about.
Yes. Yeah, so there's opportunity to see blogs and written and video testimonials. Also access very soon to our upcoming podcast, Dreams Are Real.
Mm, okay. Dreams are real. And during this trip that Dan took, 6 countries, Australia, Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, and Thailand, you were featured in print, radio, TV, media. Your career has really taken off too.
It's been great to have an opportunity to interact with and impact people around the world and just learn so much about different cultures. My North Star, and so we talked a moment ago about North Stars. My North Star is very clear to me. It's to have the opportunity to significantly and positively impact the lives of 1 million creatives and entrepreneurs in the next 10 years to create true generational change. And this trip was a great launching pad for me to just give me the opportunity to connect with so many more people traveling with a group called Freedom Summit Global.
Coming up on August 16th, the second annual Mindset Matters Seminar and Client Showcase event. It's right here in Ann Arbor.
It is. It's right here at Metro Toronto in Ann Arbor.
Tell us about this.
This is, as you mentioned, the second annual event. This is an opportunity for us to get together and share a lot of knowledge with everybody. I'm huge about providing big value, tremendous return on investment of anyone that comes. Also, we have a special guest speaker, a friend of mine, Croy Sather, who has run across America. He has run 100 marathons in 100 days and spoken every night, so he's an ultra athlete.
Wow.
He has 2 books and also a TEDx speech, and he will be sharing the stage with me, as will 7 of my clients and our friend Chuck, who we just mentioned.
Excellent.
As well.
People who attend this can learn strategies to help shift their lens to that North Star.
Yes.
And how much does this cost?
This is, for the next several days, is only $149. Mm-hmm. And we, in fact, you mentioned the North Star. That will be the very first talk of the day, finding your North Star.
All right. And seats are limited. It's coming up Friday, August 16th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Powerful training and messages from 8 speakers, lunch, giveaways, door prizes, and much more. And you can go online to leadersmustlead.com/store and actually purchase your tickets there. leadersmustlead.com/store. Sounds like it's going to be a fascinating event.
It's going to be very good. You can also find it in the online Facebook event on our Leaders Must Lead page as well.
All right. Dan, when you look at some of the leaders today, and I'm not necessarily talking about politics, but just CEOs, we've seen so many problems, big meltdowns from the top down. And we also hear a lot from disgruntled employees who don't feel that their bosses are leading. How do you lead?
I think you start with a very basic understanding. It's a question that I asked a team of mine maybe 10 years ago, and that comes up very frequently in all of our leadership training, which is, what's the difference between someone who's a leader and someone who may be in a leadership position but is really just a manager? And the difference is that managers focus upon tasks and leaders focus upon people who complete the tasks. In either case, the tasks get done, but the focus is entirely different. That combined with this idea that if I focus upon the people first, but I do it strategically, money will be the natural outflow, which gets missed so often with people just focusing upon the business and the money, that those two mindsets, all of which are about the people, change everything.
So if you are a worker bee and you have a boss who's focusing on the people, mm-hmm. couldn't that be perceived as, my boss doesn't do any work, he just tells us what to do?
Not at all. I find that most bosses who focus upon the people actually engage and tend to do far more work than most others, because they're about helping their people. I've said for a long time that my job description, anywhere that I've been, however many pages it is, it can be boiled down to one sentence. If I do everything I can to help my team win, the rest will take care of itself.
Isn't that the truth? But when you are focusing on the people, I think one key area is for those bosses is – you must listen to them too. And sometimes that is lost in translation, and workers don't feel like their ideas merit.
When I hire people, or when I train others for hiring, the first thing that we look for is a positive, engaging energy that transfers. And the second thing that I look for is people who think, because I want people who work for and with me, who have ideas, who have passion, who are willing to share it in a powerful way, and who also understand that at some point we have to make a decision and we're going to go forward. And that when they have a true, sincere voice in the room, I find that when we leave the room, it's a lot easier to be pretty happy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dan, great talking with you. Dan McPherson, CEO and founder of Leaders Must Lead. You can visit leadersmustlead.com. Watch for it to transition this week into its brand new website, leadersmustlead.com. And if you go to leadersmustlead.com/store, you can get information on the August 16th events, the second annual Mindset Matters Seminar and Client Showcase right here in Ann Arbor at Metatrono. Leadersmustlead.com. And you're on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. And they can join our Dreams Are Real group to participate in shaping the podcast. Thank you so much for having me today.
Wonderful talking with you, Dan. Thanks. You're always a breath of fresh air here. And you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce Report featuring Dan McPherson from Leaders Must Lead. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is 1290 WLBY.